And welcome back to WW Pod. Mike, James, wrestling a year, Mike.
It's been over a year since our beautiful voices have graced a beautiful thing known as the internet, which I believe these days has some quite sexy stuff on it.
Oh, I tell you, we have missed a lot over the last year. I mean, highlights, Roman Reigns arguably becoming the most disliked wrestler to the most liked wrestler as of like less than a week ago.
In one night, for obvious horrible reasons.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, he deserves respect without question.
I know. I mean, I think when he comes back, I don't think anyone's going to boo him at all. I mean, he's because of this, and it is horrible what he said. Instant babyface.
Absolutely. It's crossed my mind that when he comes back, if anyone boos him, everyone else is going to hate that booer so much.
They are, aren't they? They absolutely are.
But as a result of his sad news, one of those shocking turns in years.
I know.
It was astonishing.
Now, a lot of people have commented on this, saying a lot of people have suggested that WWE saved it till the next event, essentially.
Oh, right.
And let the Shield celebrate, obviously being like the champions, etc., on a night where they had very, very sad news, and do the turn next time because of it. And some people said it was kind of like almost like, because of like the events that happened at the beginning of Raw with Roman Reigns and the title, it was almost like a cheap heat. I kind of stand in the middle. I'm not too sure how I feel about it yet. I mean, personally, if it was me doing it, I'd have done it the next week. But then again, it did make it all the more shocking. I mean, how do you feel about it?
Well, let's be honest. Although obviously Roman Reigns' situation is heinous and we wish him nothing but the best with it, let's be honest, it's not the first time that Vince McMahon has taken something that should be nothing but negative and found a positive from it.
Yeah, I mean, look at the... from Vince McMahon's point of view, definitely. I mean, look at the way they dealt with... if you remember, like, when Paul Bearer passed away, the old CM Punk storyline.
Oh, Undertaker. God. Yeah. You know what? I found that worse taste than this, the Paul Bearer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. The guy was... I don't want to sound too horrible. The guy was barely in the ground. And they were making so many pops and references about him. I think that was worse than what they did with the Dean Ambrose turn.
Yeah.
The Dean Ambrose turn was utterly shocking, but it's one of those things where I think Roman Reigns would have been like, yeah, do it. It's good for the business. And so I can understand people being a bit upset about it, and I'm a little surprised, but they did it. I think it was very well done. And I know that doesn't necessarily excuse how people are feeling about it or how I feel about it, but could you have found any positive... If you'd have said to a promoter, find a positive for Roman Reigns' illness, you'd have gone, there's nothing. Vince found it.
Yeah, well, from that point of view, you're right. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it still, but yes, I can't argue with that logic.
And the fact that that Dean turned after winning the belts made it even less expected. It's a weird one, but I personally think it was an okay thing to do because it made such a great result.
Oh, Vince would love you. Vince would love you.
He would. That's why we're shareholders.
Yeah. Yes, we are. And as a shareholder, I guess the next recent topic before we get into what we missed over the last year, WWE going to Saudi Arabia. They've now confirmed it.
Yes, that they're still going. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Under the current light, it might not have been the best decision for a company. Having said that, they do have a fan base there. By not going, they are letting down the fans. They are letting down their contract. They are letting down their contract, which is worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
But then you have people rumor. I think the rumors, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, not going. I think supposedly putting their foot down, saying no, I'm not going.
Ooh, I've not heard that.
Because it was meant to be, John Cena was meant to be in the World Cup that they're doing. And I think Daniel Bryan was...
Bryan's meant to have a title shot,
against AJ Styles, which is almost like a dream WrestleMania-type match. So
I'm surprised that they're doing that match this early, myself. But the booking aside, it's like, as you say, there's... I don't know everything about the story about this gentleman who was killed, but am I right that it's still not been confirmed that it was the Saudi government?
They've come out. I think they've come out. You know, this is all conjecture, but
when you come say out come out, that means an awful lot in the Saudi Arabian world. Hello.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Not only did I kill him, but I like musical theatre.
They've not admitted it. I think they said it was a rogue organisation, but not many people seem to believe them one way or another. I think it seems to be the general consensus at the moment. I could be wrong. And if you listen to this, it may well have changed by the time you listen to this. But yeah.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because WWE's first instinct on, you know, should be the fans. And there's 70,000 fans in a sold-out stadium who are going to miss that show. And WWE had also, as you mentioned on the photo the other day, would lose a lot of money. It was like $50 million for not doing that show. And those are two important business things. You could argue, right, that WWE should do the show until the Saudi government confirm, yes, it was us, if it was.
Yeah, I mean, the problem being, though,
yeah,
it's now, I think it happens next week, so they've got less than a week to set everything up.
It's next Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they released a statement, notes the company faced a very difficult decision following a heinous crime committed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. And that's obviously referring to the death of the journalist. For the last 2 weeks, WWE have avoided saying anything. Randy Orton has come out and John Lathwood come out, both saying that they didn't think WWE should cancel the show. And the full statement is, WWE has operated in the Middle East for nearly 20 years and has developed a sizable and dedicated fan base. Considering the heinous crime committed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, the company faced a very difficult decision as it relates to its event schedule on November the 2nd in, I can't pronounce, in Riyadh, R-I-Y-A-D-H. And it goes on to say, similar to other US-based companies...
Riyadh,
you are much more educated than me. Thank you, Mike.
Don't you worry.
Similar to other US-based companies who plan to continue operations in Saudi Arabia, the company decided to uphold its contractual obligations to the General Sports Authority and stage the event. Full year 2018 guidance is predicated on the staging of the, what you said, event as scheduled. Yeah. Yes. I think it's a difficult one because a lot of Western companies have backed out of doing any business at the moment with Saudi Arabia as a result as well. WWE, I mean, even that statement, the last bit, I imagine, guidance predicated on staging of scheduled full year 2018. I think they're talking about, I think they've basically said, yeah, we're going for the money by the sound of it.
It also sounds a bit like they're saying that they're doing in terms of the regulations of the show in that country, they're doing everything they're contractually supposed to do. It sounds like they're basically saying legally we're fine because we are going ahead with the show that we're contracted to do.
Mm.
What they're not saying is maybe we should change our mind because of this person who was killed. It's how they're skirting round the issue a little to me.
Yeah, and Vince McMahon didn't comment any further. And I mean, that came out, I think, 2 days ago at the time of recording this on Saturday, the 27th of October, which is a massive shame, really, considering the thing happened, you know, the incident happened way more than 2 days ago.
Yeah,
it's taken them this long to obviously come out. And it's obviously had a lot of controversy. I don't know what it... I don't know. Losing that money... or the bad press they get, what it would do potentially. I mean, the argument being is, yes, they're going to get a lot of money from this deal. However, how much damage are they going to potentially make to their product going forward by doing the show?
Especially in America, where let's be honest, in America, I could be wrong, but I get the impression that there's bits of America, I don't want to get too political here, who already would be a little bit sniffy about that part of the world. Maybe I'm talking nonsense. And if WWE seemed to support part of a regime that does this sort of thing, there could be fans in America who go, what, they're supporting this? Screw them.
I know.
I could be wrong, but you know what I mean?
I just think... I can't comment on the people of Saudi Arabia. I'm sure they're all lovely.
Yes, I'm not going to say a word about that either.
I do think it's somewhat, I don't know, ironic that WWE are going to Saudi Arabia To do what looks to be a fantastic show. It's almost like a big four. I mean, when you look at all the matches there, that is that could be a WrestleMania, couldn't it?
Without question. It's a stacked card, definitely. Yes.
The only thing I find ironic is this week, on tomorrow at the time of recording, they've got their first women's pay-per-view. Then they go to Saudi Arabia where there's no female wrestlers allowed.
I see your point.
You know, and this woman's, you know, revolution. I know they're calling it evolution.
And then they're
promoting all this, and then they're going to a country where the regime, not the people, is mm-hmm. is such that women are only recently allowed to drive.
Now there's irony for you. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah,
yeah, and I just think okay, and I thought and. Me personally, it's 2018. I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm commenting mm-hmm. on a culture that I don't understand. So
But
I do think that's a bit. I think that I use the term ironic or whatever there rather than anything else. But there we go.
To me, this is a trickier issue than Dean Ambrose's turn as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Because so many millions of people could get very peed off. Why did I just say peeve? That's pissed off.
We're
on the internet. Pissed off. By this issue. Ugh, it's a weird one.
It is a weird one.
Mm. And speaking of weird ones, Mark Henry.
Oh, he's gone, isn't he?
He has gone. Well, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What the hell happened there?
I think they looked at it. They looked, can we put Mark Henry in the Hall of Fame? Coco, beware. Yes, we can.
Hillbilly Jim, etc.
I'd argue that I probably enjoyed Hillbilly Jim more, though.
Well, Hillbilly Jim was... The weird thing is, Mark Henry, sexual chocolate was fun.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been nothing but bad matches.
Bad matches and ridiculous... I mean, yeah, he's someone that... When you look at... He was like the strongest man at some point, and the way he looks... He was ultimately pushed apart, mostly, other than a few, you know, instances which you've referred to, completely wrong as well, the way they used him.
Well, I don't know how they could have used him in a weird way, because he's not very good in the ring.
No, he's not very good in the ring. The only thing I think they could have done is almost done like, maybe like a Diesel, like bodyguard type. So
imagine
like someone like The Miz, and he obviously comes out and he's the reason, obviously, why someone is the champion, because, you know, he's like their bodyguard or whatever, rather than an actual... I mean, he was a champion, wasn't he? No.
That makes sense, but then again, that would only have a limited life to it, I guess. Like Curtis Hughes with Chris Jericho. Is it Curtis Hughes? Is that his name?
I think so. Well, Chris Jericho's bodyguard in WCW.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
No, I think he was WWE, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
In WCW, he had that Ralphus.
I was thinking of Ralphus. Yeah, sorry. Yes, you're right. Curtis Hughes. Yeah, Chris Jericho. I mean, I reckon the bodyguard thing, if you, depending how much, it would depend on who you're being the bodyguard of. I reckon you can get a good, like, 3 years out of it. But Mark Henry's career obviously lasted a lot longer. In the stable, he was all right. I mean, you know, the other guy.
Yes.
But, yeah, he's rubbish, isn't he? He's injured more people. He's probably cost him any more money than he's... made really by injuring people.
There's because of injuring Rey Mysterio and various people.
Yes.
Who's back?
He is, and looking better than ever.
You'd go that far?
Yes.
Or are you just saying back better than ever because you're quoting the Eric Bischoff theme tune?
I'm back. Yeah, I am. I am quoting the Eric Bischoff theme tune.
Better than ever. I love Bischoff.
And he's in the World Cup. Yeah.
Eric Bischoff.
No, Rey Mysterio.
He'll be useless.
He would be useless. And I'm looking at this World Cup, Mike, right?
Yes, go on.
Now, I'm looking at a theme other than Rey Mysterio. John Cena, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, Rey Mysterio. Okay?
So it's a World Cup with seven American people.
Well, yeah, and when you look at all of the foreign people in there, right, that...
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good point.
I mean, you've got, you know, someone, you've got a Japanese person that went up against AJ Styles a lot. You've got Samoa Joe, which you could argue is from some, you know, you could say, oh, he's from the Isle of Samoa, kind of American, I guess. Mm-hmm. You've got
Drew McIntyre, Scottish.
Yes, you've got Drew McIntyre. You have got Sheamus's tag team partner, who I've completely forgotten. That's a bit
Cesaro.
You've got Cesaro. I mean, you look at all the people you've got. You legit could have a top eight, which is quite diverse. And yeah, I mean, I having said that, this is, I think other than the World Series, this is the only World Cup that America has a chance of winning. But
wait,
and it's not real.
Let's be honest. I think the World Cup thing, to me, it sounds really cool. But let's be honest, it's a way of getting a load of cool people on this card. So and it happens to be that all these top stars are American. I think it's just a way of getting them on the show.
I know, but then I think calling it the World Cup's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is weird. That is weird.
I mean, it should have been, well, you know, whoever wins gets the number one contenders match, and now they could argue whoever wins this World Cup in this 8-man tournament, which is at the pay-per-view, is now the champion.
Oh, yes. Well, you mean instead of Strowman versus Lesnar?
Yes. Oh, no, you're right, actually. You need Strowman versus Lesnar, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you're right. Never mind. No, maybe a number one contender.
I think that would be good, a number one contender thing. Or, as you say, the idea of all these six or eight different nations represented is quite a fun thought.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that is quite a fun thought as well. I mean, I always like the King of the Ring tournament. I
think you do, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I think we miss that.
You love them, don't you?
I love it. Yeah. Mm. So, the card itself, Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman, who do you think is going to win that?
I really hope Strowman. I think he will be Strowman.
I can't see Brock. I think that we had, I mean, while we were away, we had such a long time with Brock Lesnar being champion and not being on the show.
I know you're not a fan of Lesnar. I like Lesnar, but I don't like Lesnar being a world champion. I don't like it.
I think that was fine for about 2 or 3 months to not show up to many shows, but it really, really hurt the product, especially when, I mean, essentially you're going overseas to like England and other countries, all these big cities. But we don't have our champion because he's only part time. What? You know? It's ridiculous.
Madness, I tell thee.
It is. So I really hope it's Braun Strowman as well. I think, because he's been a bit heelish rather than facish of late, and I think he's going to turn face and be the man at the moment.
I agree completely. He basically did, when you think about it, on Raw, when he said Reigns can have the first title shot. I was doing get these hands thing again. I thought the idea of sending him heel was weird.
Yes.
But yeah, he's clearly now, they're now going, right, let's stick to what was working before. And yeah, I think he'll win.
Yeah, me too. I think he'll win too. Yeah, so you've got that. If AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan goes ahead, I don't know how what you do that. I reckon AJ Styles would probably remain champion. I would have a double not count out, a double knockout where neither of them reach the count of 10. And,
oh yes.
Yeah, and then have like a rubber match at Survivor Series.
And would it be a rubber match considering this is their first match?
No, you're right. Yeah. Normally they're three, aren't they? Very good. Yeah. The only reason why I say right, as in like I meant their final match at the Survivor Series.
Oh, I see. Right.
Because I wouldn't want AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan to like face 5 or 6 times within a year, because then it doesn't become as special, you know.
I just, like I said, sort of said earlier, I find it strange that this match is happening already. I would have gone AJ Styles versus Joe one more time. AJ wins, and Bryan eventually wins the Royal Rumble.
Ooh, yes.
That's what I would have done.
You know what? That's money, isn't it? Bryan gets his Royal Rumble win, which everyone wants.
Yep.
And then, yeah, absolutely. And then, he wins. He wins at WrestleMania against AJ Styles. Fairy tale ending. You keep the hardcore fans happy. The casual fans like Daniel Bryan. I mean, you don't have a Roman Reigns. You'll get the crowd reaction you want, unlike the previous WrestleManias where... unfortunately for Roman Reigns, and I was one of them, and I've not got, despite obviously the current news, I still felt I was happy to feel that way. At the time, I felt they pushed Roman Reigns and it wasn't working, and they pushed him for 2 or 3 years, and they shouldn't have done, and it did ruin main events of WrestleMania, where you'd rather have seen
something else.
Yeah. Having said that, now when it does come back, completely different now, I think. They've overnight made him the potentially the face of the company when he does come back, and I can't argue that.
Of course, different situation.
No, yeah. What a poster child. DX is back, even though Shawn Michaels is retired.
Yes, this feels, I mean...
He's back for the money.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon, you may well be right. I just thought, again, let's dust off all the big guys for the Saudi Arabia show.
Exactly.
It's basically that again, which again I understand because they're trying to solidify that market. But I have a feeling I know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
But I almost don't want to say in case I'm right.
Come on.
Well, it's not that it's bad. It's just I don't want to potentially spoil something. At the end of this tag team match, Kane will turn on The Undertaker.
Yep.
And then Kane will face Undertaker for Taker's last match at WrestleMania.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
That's what I suspect.
Yeah. I mean, especially if they decide Kane turns and buries him alive or does something to the point very similar to, 2003 going to WrestleMania 20 where we think The Undertaker is dead, quote unquote. Yes. You know? Yeah.
Wouldn't it be weird if real Undertakers were so zombified the way that Taker's been at times?
That would be good and scary.
Scary, but it would be weird because I hear that. I don't know. I just think it'd be so weird if real dentists were like Isaac Yankum. If real Undertakers were like The Undertaker, you know, that kind of thing. That would be quite interesting.
Yeah, IRS, the tax man.
Yes, indeed. If all tax men were built like a brick shithouse,
yep.
you'd pay your fucking taxes.
You would. And every real man was William Regal.
Ah, but not for very long. And then he goes, but then they go posh.
Then they go posh. He's a man.
Such a man.
That's such a stupid
thing. Real man's man.
Oh, dear. There we go. Yes, good old William Regal. Hey, see? Yes, the World Cup, I have no idea who's going to win. Now John Cena's out. I'd have Kurt Angle win.
America. It would be nice for Angle to win, although Seth Rollins is an obvious choice.
It's too obvious, though. That's why I'd like Angle to win, maybe. But yes, you're right. It is an obvious choice for Seth Rollins to win.
Well, maybe Rollins gets the final against Angle and Ambrose whacks Rollins, if you pardon me.
Yes. Oh, that'd be good. I like that idea. Yeah. So, I mean, that's WWE Crown Jewel.
I had another idea, if you'd like to hear it.
Go for it.
I'm thinking of developing a deodorant-type spray.
Yeah.
Where if you spray it on you, you have no bodily smell at all for the next 4 days.
That could be good, I guess.
I think it could be quite something, because although obviously deodorants and perfumes and they smell lovely, if I could find a way to have no smell at all, I'd be very happy, and so would the people around me.
Oh, yeah, I think that is very good.
And I think it could work. See, I'm quite the farter, so I think it could be helpful.
Yes, I think it would be, Mike. I think it would be. it would that would come in handy for most men, if I'm honest.
Quite a few, yes.
Yeah, and some women.
Oh, really? Like who? Tell her all.
Natalia, didn't she have a fart storyline?
Oh, God, that was weird.
It was. And speaking of the women, we have Evolution this weekend. So by the time many of you hear this, it would have already happened. But main event, Ronda Rousey. Oh, yeah, what do you think about Ronda Rousey in the WWE?
Well, I think she's still got some bits to learn. I think her moveset is limited. But I think she's being used quite well. It makes sense that she's the champion. And it makes sense that she's one of the poster girls for the division because people outside of wrestling know who she is as well.
Yes.
So I think they're using her quite well, but she still needs a few more moves in the ring.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, but and I completely know what you mean. They are using her as, she is the face of the women now, whether you like it or not. Mm. Yeah. And I think she's, unlike a lot of people that they've tried to push, it's all, they at the moment, they've done everything right by her, I think, in trying to make her.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella, who's obviously come back.
Isn't that a lovely thing?
Yeah.
To have Nikki Bella wrestling again. Yay.
Yeah. I think they completely... I mean, they damaged the women's division by, I think, defeating Asuka at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I agree. That was a stupid move.
And and what would have been good is have her undefeated until the following WrestleMania, where she faced Ronda Rousey.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean that. But then that was such an obvious storyline, wasn't it? But yeah.
Yeah, Asuka now means very little, sadly.
I know. This time a year ago, she was like the biggest thing. She won the Women's Royal Rumble. And,
yes.
You know, obviously Ronda Rousey interrupted that celebration. So you've got like the potential storyline going forward. Now, Asuka is in one of the best female wrestlers, yeah, is now in the Women's Battle Royal, which doesn't really mean that much. I mean, you've got...
Apparently the winner of that gets a title shot somewhere down the line.
Yay.
Well, that's something.
Depends who wins, but yes. I mean, you've got Alundra Blaze is in there.
Mm-hmm. Tori Wilson is in there.
Yeah. Ivory.
Yes.
Kelly, Molly Holly. And then you've got like Naomi, Zelina Vega, Lana, Carmella, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Asuka, obviously, Dana Brooks, Nia Jax, Ember Moon, Peyton Royce, Billie Kay and Tamina. What do you think of Nia Jax? I think she's come on all right, but I think when they pushed her far too soon compared to how talented she was, how ready, let's say, not talented, that's wrong, how ready she was in the ring.
The unfortunate thing with Nia Jax is I think in the ring she's very good, but I don't think she had the personality to carry the title.
Oh, I never really thought about that, but yeah,
unfortunately, because like her storyline of beat the bullies, I'm a big girl, I've been successful, that's lovely. But it only could go so far, sadly. I don't think she's got the character to carry a division.
I think you're right.
Which is a shame.
Yeah. I think she'd probably be a much better heel than a face.
Because of this like marauding type thing she could do.
Yes.
Yes. That makes sense to me.
So Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella. Ronda Rousey's going to win.
She has to.
Yes, she does. So you've also got Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. I think Becky Lynch is going to win that. Have you noticed how people, despite obviously being presented as a face, have booed Charlotte Flair probably over the last 3 or 4 months?
I've noticed a bit of that, yes. And I've also noticed how strange it is that in this match it's Becky Lynch versus Charlotte, and you just said you think Beth Phoenix will win.
Oh, Beth, sorry, no, but yeah, I do. Sorry, Becky.
You silly goose.
I am a silly goose. Sorry, Becky Lynch, I think, is going to win.
The only thing that Beth Phoenix beats these days is her Edge's penis.
Wow.
I don't know whether to say this.
But you did.
I think I did. It sounded like me.
Yes.
Because they're married, aren't they, Beth Phoenix and Edge?
I know. And that's lovely.
Which is nice. It is a lovely thing.
I think
couples is a nice thing, is what we've established here.
It is. It is. I don't know how Vicky Guerrero feels about that, but yes.
She popped up on SmackDown the other night, didn't she?
Yes, she did the SmackDown 1000.
Yes, and I noticed, just to go off on a tangent a little bit, in the main event when Rey Mysterio beat Nakamura, I'm fairly certain Nakamura is leaving.
Really?
Mm.
Why?
Well,
is it because of the same reason with Asuka? Since WrestleMania and a few pay-per-views following that, they haven't done much with him.
Well, you're on the right. I know for a fact his contract runs out or is up for renewal in January. And let's be honest, he's suddenly not in many main event matches. He's still the US champion, but he doesn't get many defences of it. So I think they're fading him out, sadly, because I think New Japan are going to take him back.
Yeah, and that is a massive shame, really, isn't it, I think?
It is. It's a big loss. I've said this before, the very first match he had in WWE was NXT against Sami Zayn. It was my favourite match of the year. It was incredible. And yet, they haven't put the belt. Sending him here, I can understand in a way. But I think he was a more effective face than he is an effective heel. And they just, why? It's all there waiting to be used.
I know, and it's not the first or the last time they've had someone or something that's kind of just been wasted.
What, you mean like Shawn Michaels in the 90s?
That was absolutely, yes. Yes, and then he lost his smile. And he wasn't talking about the logo on his ecstasy pill. but yes, good old Sean. Carrie Sane is I like her. I like Carrie Sane.
Oh yes, the pirate princess.
Weird, but yes.
It's a weird gimmick, if you say, but she's good in the ring. That elbow she drops is very good.
And she does have a charisma in the ring as well.
She does, partly because she's a bit weird. People go, yeah, well, I like that. That kind of thing, I think.
Absolutely. Versus Shayna Baszler, who's... I think she's done quite well. She's come like Ronda Rousey, obviously from, you know, the MMA. I mean, she was in, one of the first women's Ultimate Fighter, which is like a reality show to get a contract for the UFC.
Oh, right. I never knew that.
No. And I think she's legit friends with Ronda Rousey as well.
That's familiar. And also, she established herself... Shayna Baszler as one of the top heel women in NXT very quickly.
Absolutely, and long may it continue into WWE after WrestleMania, absolutely. I hope.
I don't see her ever, this is so weird, I don't see her ever being a face. Because of the look she has and her style in the ring, she screams heel.
Which means she'll be a face, which means WWE will make her a face this time next year. No, Mike, I completely agree with you. She does scream heel. She is a heel. Yes.
Indeed. She very much screams heel.
Absolutely. Tony Storm versus Io Shirai with the Mae Young's tournament final there.
The Mae Young Classic, yes. Now, yeah. I'm surprised that Madison Rayne isn't in the final.
Yes. I think you're right, given all the history. Yeah.
Did you just burp?
Yeah, I was trying to fight back. I'm having fizzy water, and I spent the last 5 seconds trying to fight back a burp and failed.
It's okay, darling. We love you here.
I love you
burp
too.
You know how some people refer to a fart as a bottom burp?
Yes.
I refer to a burp as a mouth fart.
As a... Yes, I completely agree.
The logic is there.
It is.
Mm. Anyway, Mae Young Classic, yes. So it is. So I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched the tournament this time round. If I'm perfectly honest, have you?
No, I've kept an eye on who's winning it, but yeah, I've missed a lot of the matches.
So therefore, what can we say?
Well, whoever wins, great. Good for them. I hope they're six. Yeah. The next match I'm probably more interested in is Trish Stratus, Lita, Mickey James versus Alicia Fox with Alexa Bliss.
Isn't it Alexa Bliss in the match?
Yes. Trish Stratus and Lita versus Mickey James and, yeah, Alexa. I think Alexa Bliss might be injured still with a concussion.
Oh, I see.
That's why Alicia Fox has replaced her.
I didn't know that. This makes more sense now, because originally they were two singles matches. And they put them together as a tag. It must be, assuming you're right, which you usually are, it must be that Alexa Bliss is hurt and therefore they put in Alicia Fox, and they realised that Alicia Fox in a singles match, no one cares, so they made it a tag. Now it makes more sense.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to win that. Interesting. Really, it's going to have to be Stratus and Lita.
It's got to be the Legends, hasn't it? I don't really see...
Yeah, but this is, once again, like I think you said with the... Potentially, I think with the DX stuff we suggested, this is a WrestleMania match, not a bloody Crown Jewel match, you know. We'd never get anything like this at the UK, do we?
This is true.
Where I'd argue it's WWE's second or probably third biggest fan base around the world.
Us.
Yeah. After maybe America, then probably Canada, and then I'll put the UK.
But hang on, are you saying that because of the Saudi Arabia thing? But this is Evolution.
No, I know. This is Evolution. I know. Sorry, yeah. My mistake. But I think this. I still feel though this is a WrestleMania match.
Having those two come back, you mean?
Yeah, I can only. I said like the DX thing. This is like, yeah, this is a WrestleMania type thing. Sorry, the DX thing's happening in Saudi Arabia, but yeah, I think the only thing I can think of is this Evolution match is that it's going to push the show more and get more eyes on it. I guess
exactly. I think it's as simple as that. Let's get out the legends. It's a bit like the Saudi show. You want to get a lot of attention on what is potentially a groundbreaking-ish show. The Evolution is the groundbreaking one in my head, so let's get as much attention to it as possible. Why not?
Mm.
If the legends are willing to do it, let's do it. Although one thing I found strange, on Raw, Lita and Trish kept saying, this is how we did it in the Attitude Era. I don't think they should be pigeonholed as just Attitude Era superstars. They're legends, those two.
I know, and they came in at the peak of the Attitude Era and carried on kind of like after it had gone, really.
I thought that as well. They were still going in like 2006 or something, you know, when Attitude Era was in the memory.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So, we've spoken about the Women's Battle Royal. I've no idea who's going to win that.
I have a feeling it could be Ember Moon.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'd like it to be Asuka, but I suspect Ember Moon.
I think the last two should certainly be Asuka and Ember Moon, and maybe like a Molly Holly or one of the other legends, which teases it, you know?
That would be fun.
Yeah. Then you've got Sasha Banks and Bayley and Natalya versus the Riot Squad. I think the Riot Squad, they've kind of done a disservice. I don't really care that much about them as more as I probably should if they'd have done them properly. Is that unfair? I don't know.
No, that's not unfair at all. I find the Riot Squad a bit puzzling. Because you've got, for a couple of reasons. The Riot Squad is supposed to be three kind of chaotic punks, right?
Yes.
Ruby Riott has that look. Liv Morgan really doesn't. And in NXT, her entrance music was a rap song, so she seems very out of place. And then the other one, what's her name again? Sarah Logan. The very fact of saying what's her name is not a good sign. They said that she's got some kind of Viking gimmick. So why is she in the Riott Squad?
It is all very strange. Yeah, I don't understand.
I find it a bit confusing.
Yeah, I really do not get it.
Sadly. And also, yeah, I just think that either WWE don't know much about punk stuff, which is fair enough. That's fair enough. Although I'm a big rock and metal expert, punk, I've got to admit, there's bits I could learn more about. That's fair enough. But at the same time, I don't know. It feels like that. Let's make these guys punky, and yet we don't know much about it. Is how it feels.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a very fair assessment.
I do those.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Mike. Yeah, that's very fair. I can't argue that at all.
What else is on the card, my love? Is there much else on it?
I think that's at the moment. When I'm looking on the internet, that's it. Seven matches. The Battle Royal is going to last at least for like 20 minutes, maybe, with all those people in. Because it's not a Royal Rumble, it's a Battle Royale, isn't it? So
I would rather it was a Royal Rumble, but I can understand why they want to save that.
Yeah.
There is something a bit separate we must talk about as Englishmen.
Yes.
And I think you know what I'm going to say.
I'm not sure. Tell me.
NXT UK has started.
Yes, it has, hasn't it?
Yes, I watched the first show,
and
it was good. It was last week. I haven't seen this week's one yet. But yeah, we had the main event was a very good match. It was Pete Dunne defending the UK belt against Noam Dar?
Oh, who won?
Pete Dunne retained.
Figure that.
But it was a very good match. It was a very good match. Great advert for the brand. And one thing about Noam Dar that's brilliant is I saw Noam Dar wrestling before he was signed for a group called Progress Wrestling, who are very good. And there was a lot of... with the surname Dar, there's so many chants you can do. The list is endless. And some of those chants were heard during NXT UK. So it had like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. da 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 da, things like that, and also da 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 da. It's just an endless list. That's
hilarious. That is hilarious.
It's brilliant. So they were great. We also had on there, they signed Dave Mastiff, who I saw wrestle years ago in IPW. He was built like a brick shithouse. You know how obviously British wrestlers seem to be a bit smaller than American wrestlers?
Yes.
Dave Mastiff is 320 pounds.
Oh, my
and
God.
Exactly. And so in the US, he'd look big. On the UK stage, he looks like a tank. I'm very pleased they've signed him. He did well. Women's match. I can't remember much about the women's match, which makes it sound horrible, but there we are. And then we also had Tyler Bate and Trent Seven talking about the need for a tag team division.
Yes, I've heard about this.
So clearly that's going to happen. So yeah, it was all positives from the first show, really. It was all good.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That is not bad at all, Mike.
Certainly.
And that's not bad at all. That's good. That's definitely one of the. Yeah, I mean, I heard about obviously that in the UK, but I think that's a very good thing coming out of the WWE. I think they're doing it though because they're worried about ITV's World of Sport wrestling.
I think that is part of it, but Dave Mastiff was going to be on World of Sport, and our WWE have signed him. So I'm guessing the World of Sport contracts are running out because they've taken so long to do anything.
Yeah, which is a shame, really.
Yeah.
The World of Sport thing, I think, potentially, could have been a bit of a danger to WWE's market in the UK.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
With that legacy of, you know, of Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks and Jackie Palo and, you know, Cat Weasel, etc. Certainly could have been damaging, but I think it's contract reasons why not many of the shows have gone out, which is such a shame because everything seemed ready. And then when the business things pop up and stop it, it's really frustrating, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Because I think the world's big enough for both of them and let's see how it goes. But yeah. Mm. I'm trying to think over the last year what else happened. We've got obviously Paige retiring and now becoming... Yeah. It's very, very sad what happened to her, I think. No one wishes it. Having said that, in terms of her career, she hasn't made the wisest choices.
No, definitely not.
I mean, I'm surprised she wasn't sacked for a couple of things.
Oh, yeah. I was certainly surprised when she had her comeback and had that group around her. I was very surprised that they let her back in.
Yeah. I don't know all the things surrounding it. Her bizarre relationship with Del Rio. But yes, I from what I do, the limited amount I do know, I think she's very lucky to have a job, as we're saying. However, she's doing well. Not amazing, but she's very solid, let's say, the SmackDown manager.
She's doing a good job, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, all credit to her, fair play to her. I'm trying to think what other big things we've missed.
What else have we missed over the last year or so? Are we talking about in wrestling or in life?
In life, probably not much, really, I guess.
I bought some chairs. That's good.
And what kind of chairs were they?
Well, actually, IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you talk about in the wrestling podcast. I've never been to an IKEA in my life.
Oh.
And apparently that is unusual.
I've never been.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was just me.
No. And I refuse to go as well.
Well, I have got some IKEA furniture, but we ordered it from the interweb. And,
oh, yeah?
And you know how people say that like moving days are very stressful and things like that?
Yes.
Me and Tess built the furniture. And I think me and her didn't have an argument at all, which is great considering we were building furniture. Oh. You should have been, because I'm led to believe that that's probably a relationship tester as well.
It is a relationship tester. Yes, it is. Very, very much so.
At least we came through that. if you see what I mean.
Yes.
But I can't think, what the hell else has happened in wrestling, Kurt, to go back to that, over the last year? There's got to be something.
There's been quite a lot. Obviously the big ones, Ronda Rousey coming in.
Yes.
Brock Lesnar losing the title. The rise of Braun Strowman.
Yes, definitely. Yes, that's been a big thing.
And his undefeated tag team title, along with the little child. at WrestleMania.
Oh, yes. And what about the, in the same way that he's climbed, the fall of Bray Wyatt?
Oh, my, yes. I mean, if Bray Wyatt, yeah, I know. Him and Matt Hardy was fun.
Yes.
The fall.
I believe Matt Hardy's taken time off for injuries now.
Well, yeah, there's rumours he's been retired as well, I've heard. I don't really know.
Well, he went to the radio show recently and said he's not retiring.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that he's said that and they haven't put Bray Wyatt back on TV makes me think something's really wrong. Considering he was WWE champion a couple of years ago.
I think they need to... Because the whole... When he first came in, that gimmick was really, really good.
It's very fresh.
It was. And I still think, given the right storylines, it still has, I feel, a lot of legs. But they kind of messed with his original gimmick when he came in. They kind of messed with it so much and sanitized it and watered it down. And it just became silly in the end. And I think they need to not repackage him, but come back again as the original Bray Wyatt. I'd even argue it may be a bit of desperation, though, but get a new Wyatt family to get maybe two or three wrestlers over that have been in NXT before or from, like, the independents and bring them straight in. As, for example, the Wyatt family, and do that again. Maybe, like, have him come back at the Royal Rumble.
Although you're right, it would look like desperation. It's not about... You can't hurt. You've got to try it.
Yes. Yeah.
And let's be honest. Rowan and Harper are a tag team again, and they're not doing a lot at the moment. You could just go with the original lineup.
Yeah, are they the Bludgeon Brothers? Oh, it's so stupid, isn't it?
It's a terrible name, isn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah. And they pushed them loads. And the problem is, when they came on, they won the champion, and it's just like, I wasn't interested. Despite the fact that, you know, I think they're both quite good.
Yeah, I think Harper's got a hell of a lot of talent, personally.
Boring. I never got excited about their matches as a tag team.
No.
But yeah, I think you're right. They're not doing anything. Have them maybe, you know, go away for a bit after they lose, and then come back maybe in a couple of months' time, or debut at the Royal Rumble or something before Mania and get a match. Yeah, I think that's probably the best thing for all of those involved. And then you could have a situation where the Wyatt family, at some point next year maybe, have the championship, the tag team championship, and maybe like the US IC championship.
Now, that would be great. That I would enjoy.
You know, and everyone's like, my God, who's going to stop them? Mm.
And then some new faction pops up and goes against them. Yeah, it could all be good.
Absolutely. So
it'd all be lovely.
It would all be lovely. Yeah, you're right, though. I forgot about the fall of Bray Wyatt. What a fall that was. It's a massive shame, really. It's sad.
And then, of course, we have Jinder Mahal.
Oh, my God, him as champion, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he was all right as champion, I thought, but nothing more than all right, you know?
It wasn't great. And his matches against Randy Orton were all right, but it's Randy Orton.
There's only so much you can get.
Oh, my, yes, I know. Some people love him. I mean, he always gets a massive pop when he comes in. But then his match begins, and yeah, but there you go. Nah,
you've said this for many years, and I think there is a lot of truth to that. It's like, oh my God, it's Randy Orton. Oh, there's another headlock.
Yes, another headlock, Randy. I mean, don't get me wrong, the RKO out of nowhere is good. I enjoy
that. That's lovely. It's a great finish, but he doesn't do much else.
Yeah, but that, other than him coming in the ring, and yeah, that's it. That's basically it, isn't it? He's 2018 Ultimate Warrior. yet with less charisma.
Oh, that's very true.
It is. And careful of handbags.
Oh, of course.
So.
God, yes, he gives us an unusual shade to your lipstick.
Do you think, you know, his new entrance video should be, like, you know how you had the countdown to Y2J?
Yeah.
It should be the slow-mo of him pooing into a handbag and then he comes out.
Maybe. I hear poo in the handbag, yeah. It calls to me.
Absolutely. Can you smell it now? And then he comes out. Wow. We've clearly grown up a lot in our sense of humour since last year.
Just over the last year and a bit, yeah.
Yes.
We're back on the internet talking shit. Hooray!
About shit. Yes.
That as well.
Not as bad as the floating poo in the sea, I think, if I remember. Was it?
I remember we once had a very a episode where we talked about someone masturbating in the sea.
That's it. Yeah, that's very, very bizarre.
I listened back to that episode a little while ago. Like, good God!
That was probably the worst episode we had in terms of don't listen to it if you're easily offended episode.
Yes, I believe we called it Sleaze and 10% Wrestling.
Yeah, which I think is a very, very good description of that show.
It was. But, you know, we don't knock it. It was fun. And
I know. So,
you know what I realised the other day?
Yeah.
Next year, which was a few months away, you and I will have been, albeit off and on, 10 years.
10? Oh, my. We got to do something big.
We've got to do something huge. 10 years since I joined, at least, WWE Pod. It was 2009, I think.
Yeah. Oh, we have to. We have to, Mike. So, absolutely. Yeah. I know. 10 years. That's crazy. That is mental.
10 years of wrestling with more vaginas.
Wrestling, but with more vaginas. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh,
what did you think, by the way, what did you think of the first Women's Royal Rumble?
I thought it was good. I was a little surprised that it main evented the Royal Rumble. Because I assume the blokes would. I think the women's main evented it, didn't
I? I think the only reason why they main evented it, other than it being the first one, which I don't, it was the Ronda Rousey thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
I think that's the only reason why. Yeah, I think if Ronda Rousey wasn't there, it still would have been the guys again. I feel
that makes sense. Yeah, but no, I thought it was, from what I remember, a good Rumble. Certainly,
it was one of the better ones because normally you get excited about it, and I'm always. I think even the times we've commentated it, we always seem. Overall, disappointed by it. Not all the time, but normally.
We've had a couple like that, yeah.
Once it actually ends, which is a massive shame.
Well, the Royal Rumble was one of my favourite matches of the year.
To be honest,
the Rumble itself. Sometimes they're a bit dodgy, but usually there's something because it's an hour long. There's always something good in there, I find.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there we go. The Rumble Royale.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes. So, going ahead, are we going to have more shows? Yes, I think we've both. But they're not going to be.
Absolutely.
They're probably not going to be as frequent as. They're definitely not going to be weekly because obviously our jobs, etc. I figured we will try and have. I don't know. Maybe monthly at best, but we'll try our best to have a show at least every 2 months minimum, I'd imagine.
That sounds good to me. We could certainly do a Christmas show, perhaps.
Yes, yeah, a Christmas show. Well, yeah, but around the beginning of December where we can talk about Survivor Series and our our review of the year, maybe.
Yes, that sounds good.
We could have awards.
The WWE Pod Awards.
The WWE Pod Awards. The wrestler most like Mark Henry. Award?
The Mark Henry Award, yes, for worst, most ridiculous wrestler.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Best wrestler of the year, worst wrestler of the year, Mark Henry. Even though he didn't appear, best storyline of the year. Yes, the WWE Pod Awards, absolutely, I like that. And we'll do it in December before any other show does it.
Sounds a very good idea. Yep, we're back in business, people.
We are. We are back in business, people. Absolutely. So there we go. I guess so, Mike. Take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a little while since we've come together to speak in this way. So I'm going to tell you a little story. Let me just open the book here. Sorry, a vulture went past while opening the book. Sorry about that. Once upon a time, there was a man called James. And once upon a time, he had a friend called Michael, who now that he's a teacher, we're not going to say his surname on it. I should have mentioned it before, James, by the way. That's cool.
No, yeah, don't worry.
James was a man. Michael was some kind of chubby misfit who originally came from Orpington, but now lives in East London. One day they went to a wrestling show and they bumped into each other and said, hello.
Shared a taxi, I believe.
We did share a taxi. And also, for some reason, Michael had a northern accent because he said hello just then. The two of them became friends, and years later, they are still podcasting along the airways of the internet. And there's one thing that must be said. Isn't it marvellous? Isn't it marvellous? Isn't it fun? Isn't it silly? And isn't that how wrestling is supposed to be? Wrestling is a wonderful thing. It's entertaining. It grabs you. It makes you feel emotions. Sometimes it makes you laugh. Sometimes it makes you cry. Sometimes it makes you frustrated. But you always want to watch. Because it's just that good. And that's for WWE Pod. You never know when Mike's going to say something ridiculous. You never know when James is going to start moaning in a beautiful way. And I mean a beautiful way. But somewhere between the two of them, you just have to listen. You just have to tell your friends to subscribe to the show. Because you just never know when Mike is going to say a sentence you've never heard before, a collection of random words that he's going to make up now that maybe, just maybe, will mean something to your life. Take my trousers, shred them into bacon lardons, and please feed them to the cat. Good night, everybody.